107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Now, yes, it is a Thursday. Casey Kenny, the voice of the Stratford Warriors, is here. It's not Friday because, Casey, we got a big weekend coming up again.
We have a huge weekend coming up for sure, Jamie. Yeah, a couple of games in a couple of days again coming up, coming off of last weekend where it was three games in 3 days, three victories, might I add, for the Warriors,
I was going to say, that was a big weekend for the Warriors.
Yeah, big weekend for sure. Wins over Kitchener-Waterloo Siskins, the Cambridge Redhawks, and Brantford as well. So, yeah, it was a big weekend and nice to see three straight wins for sure, putting themselves securely in the second spot in the Midwestern Conference.
Okay, so, and who's leading?
Leading right now is the Elmira Sugar Kings.
Okay.
So they've had a good start to the season for sure.
But it won't be for long. There
No.
we got a big road trip happening tonight for a Thursday evening.
Yeah, for sure. So for the first time since the Sutherland Cup round robin, the Warriors are headed to Hamilton. So
wow.
It'll be a game tonight against the Kilty Bees. There's a couple of crossover games this season with the Warriors and in the GOJHL. Next month in December they go to LaSalle, but tonight off to Hamilton, so should be an exciting game for sure. Good memories, obviously, last year they went in during the round robin, were able to defeat them and get a big win there, so should be an exciting game tonight. And then they're back at it tomorrow night as well at home.
Okay.
The Chatham Maroons in Tim, so another crossover game, but a team Chatham that I really don't know a whole lot about, so it'll be interesting to see them up close. And
now, what do you think about these crossover games or these crossover matches?
I love them because I like to see games. I like to see the teams from the other conferences.
Yeah, it kind of keeps you on your toes.
Yeah,
it
enables you to learn a little bit about them. You might hear this or that about them, but you're not quite sure because you haven't seen them up close. So, I love it. I think it's great, and I think it's it's a really cool opportunity to be able to see teams and players that you may not normally see on a regular basis.
Okay, so it's the road trip to Hamilton tonight, of course, back in action for Friday night, of course, at the Almond Arena, taking on Chatham, and then it's another game Sunday?
Yeah, and then Sunday afternoon, they make the trip to Brantford. So there's 11 games in total for the Warriors in November, so it's a very busy weekend. They are busy month, rather. They end the month with another three-game in 3 days for the last month of, or the last weekend of November. But it's a busy month and a busy span of games, and it's a 3 o'clock start in Brantford. For Sunday,
and it's 7 o'clock
tonight. 7:30 tomorrow night,
of course. And what's the best way? Of course, you check out the game in person Friday night, but especially for Hamilton's game tonight.
Yeah.
Boy,
all the games can be heard live on StratfordWarriors.hockey. Myself and the general Don MacArthur with the calls, and we'll have all the games all season long. So buckle up; should be an exciting few days.
Heading to the Hammer tonight
for sure. Let's go,
Casey Kenny. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Jamie.